The 7 sharp 9 is like the Jimi Hendrix, kind of sounds like that Purple Hazy type sound. So he was the first one to, for guitar, to make this chord like super popular and famous. So C9, this is C7 sharp 9. Previously you had, yep, go, let's do the one down here. Previously you had a 9th chord, which was fret numbers X X 2 3 3 3. So yeah. You just humor me, 2 3 3 3. And the 9th of the chord is on the 2nd string, though, because it's done. That's the 9th note. So you're gonna sharp that. So it means you could get. We just let go of the top string on that because it's just not that easy to play. But you could play it. I think I even put it in parentheses there. Oh, there. So if you look at the 7 sharp 9, column 2, row 2, the 5th is in parentheses. It means you could play that by rearranging your fingers. You're playing like, I'm playing frets, oh, X, X, 2, 4,
and I mean, you're just forgetting 2, 3, about 4,
3. But in reality, you don't need the 5th. You could just. Or you could stick the root in. So you could play without the root, or with the root, without the 5th, or with the 5th. And as you'll learn it, as we go along, the smaller the chord, the easier you can move it around and stuff. So that, I'm sure that brings up songs that sound like that. You know, I can't think of any right out of this second. Pretty cool. So then that. When you take that to the E shape, this is column 2, row 2, second voicing. You just do a regular, like, E. Now look at this this diagram a little more carefully. Notice that the lowest 1 and the lowest 5, and the second lowest 1 are all in parentheses, meaning they're all optional. Like, when you do the big voicing, straight, like the fret number is 8, 10, X, 9, 11, 11. Sit like this so I can see you. Yeah. So then you'll notice that the 4th string is not being played, right? But the reason I didn't just X that note out is because sometimes you could put your 2nd finger right on that one that we just ignored and not play the lower 2 strings. And just play fret numbers X, X, 10, 9, 11, 11. So 10, 9, 11, 11. Yeah, and use fingers 2, 1, 4, 4. So you don't need the low 2 strings. You're going to put finger 2 on string 4, fret 10. That's finger 3, yep. Then finger 1, then pinky. And if I play that with a bass line, that sounds pretty great. Very funky. Very common. So try going back and forth between the 2 voicings on column 2, row 2. Here you go. Like just. And then. 3, 4. Good, nice job. Nice job. Good, you can do it with the root or without. Awesome job, man. Cool.